February 26, Grace and Dignity in Daily Duties. His speech is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. Songs of Solomon 5:16. Study the life that Christ lived while on this earth. He did not neglect the smallest, simplest duty. Perfection marked all that he did. Look to him for help, and you will be enabled to perform your daily duties with the grace and dignity of one who is seeking for the crown of immortal life. We dwell much on the grandeur of Christ's life. We speak of the great things that he accomplished, of the miracles he wrought, of how he spoke peace to the tempestuous waters, restored sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf, and raised the dead to life. But his attention to small things is even higher proof of his greatness. Listen to him speaking to Martha as she comes to him with the request that he bid her sister help her with the serving. He tells her not to allow the cares of the household to disturb the peace of her soul. Martha, Martha, he says, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Luke 10:41-42. Listen to the words that he spoke as the weary mothers brought their children to him to be blessed. The disciples, unwilling that their master should be disturbed, were sending the women away, but Christ said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Mark 10:14. And taking them in his arms, he blessed them. Could the future of these children be opened before us, we could see the mothers recalling to the minds of the children the scene of that day and repeating the loving words of the Savior, this same Jesus is your Savior. The divine beauty of the character of Christ, of whom the noblest and most gentle among men are but a faint reflection, of whom Solomon, by the spirit of inspiration, wrote, he is the chiefest among 10,000. Yea, he is altogether lovely. The self-denying Redeemer, throughout his pilgrimage of love on earth, was a living representation of the character of the law of God.